up, hallelujah. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. We ain't hiding, we ain't running, we ain't defeated. We're out here and we're gonna praise Him. Hey there, Speak Light family. I pray all is well. I am really enjoying this series, Jesus is My PayPal, even with living out everything that I write, preach, and teach. Oh my Lord, oh my Jesus. If I just share and I'm being transparent and honest, I've had bank account issues and fraud issues. But I've also got some raises, and you know, God is good, you know, and because through it all, with whatever the bank and money issues have been, I have never stopped giving my tithes, giving to others, and really the truth of the matter is I have not stopped trusting God to come through, and His peace, His grace is sufficient, and the peace is surpassing. And so in all of that, I'm able to just chill and rest in Him. I do my part. I do my work. But I know I can trust in Him because He's going to make a way. He always comes through. He always comes through. So, we're having fun with Jesus is My PayPal. So everything I write, preach, and teach, God holds us accountable, and we got to live it. We got to walk it. We got to talk it. If we talk in it, then we got to walk it. How about that? Praise God. Here is week four. We're past week four. Here's week five, the MasterCard. Our scripture, our text today, the stock, it comes from Matthew, the sixth chapter. And just to give context and background your own personal devotion, read verses 19 through 21 and 24 through 33. But just for emphasis sake, we will read verse 33, which says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." In a more traditional version, NIV, the King James Version, says, but seek first His kingdom and all His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The deposit, the word, our devotion. Y'all, do you remember the MasterCard ads? And they would list the price of like all the necessary items of the hobby that you would need to have fun. Like, here's an example. One of the commercials for a vacation commercial, the narrator would say, renting a car, $500. Lodging, $1,000. Buying sunblock for the kids, three times, $45. Seeing the children laughing and crashing into the ocean waves, priceless. There are some things that money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard. You remember that? Lord knows, I'm probably telling my age, probably giving it all away. But Lord knows that's the truth. There are some things, some experiences in life that just don't add up, and you can't put a price tag on it. If there's one thing that giving has taught me, it's certainly that having the peace of God is priceless. When we are obedient to His will and to His way, it grants us a surpassing peace that everything is going to be taken care of. Everything is all right. But this isn't just, you know, in the way that we live our lives, our actions. It's also in how we give. So it's not just in the way we live, but it's in the way we give. In our text, Jesus is teaching on what it means to be a believer. Yes, it is believing in Jesus and the fact that He is the resurrection to come, but also believing in Him to reign supreme in our lives. Because truthfully speaking, if He reigns, then we trust Him not only to inspire us, but also to instruct us. And if we trust him to be our savior in the resurrection to save our life, then surely we can trust him as the provider to sustain our lives. So, in the sixth chapter of Matthew, Jesus is challenging the believer not to hoard possessions, but hope for provision. He basically inquires, are you going to trust me or not? But you can't do both. You can't serve two masters. You can't depend on the world and lean on me too. You can depend on MasterCard that has a credit limit, or you can depend on the master's card, which has no minimum, no maximum, no restrictions, no boundaries. With the master's card, he goes above and beyond anything you can think, ask, or imagine. Who wouldn't want to sign up for that? The fine print, the stipulations in verses 25 through 28 says, I've taken care of everything I created, and you certainly are more valuable than any bird, fish, flower, or piece of creation that I've ever made. So surely this credit puts you in good standing. You're never declined. So don't dominate your thoughts with destitute dead ends. Rather, delight yourself in the desires of your heart. However, this only works if your treasure is stored in heaven. What does that mean? God is saying, don't worry about yourself in selfish greed. I'll take care of you. But you take care of building my kingdom. Meet others at their point of need. Support the foundation, building, and the upkeep of my church. Serve the community. Spread good news. And do it with a good and cheerful heart. You do this no matter what you go through. You can always pull out the master's card and swipe. Swipe his peace, swipe his goodness, swipe his grace, swipe his provision, his love, swipe his forgiveness. It's priceless. Seek God, seek his kingdom, seek his will, and swipe all of the rewards on the master's card. Amen. Hallelujah. Our prayer, the request, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your unspeakable gift. We know there is no amount of money or things that we can hold on to that will ever add up to the blessings you give us. Help us to remember the master's card, your word. Help us to lean and depend on you and you alone. We honor you. We praise you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name. And we say amen. The withdrawal, our point to ponder, something to think about, to write about, to journal, reflect as you go throughout this week. Ask yourself, am I carrying MasterCard or the master's card? Which one are you dependent on? The piece of plastic or the provider? The one who makes provision and promises in our life come true. Something to think about. And remember, as you go through your days, seek his kingdom, seek him first. Everything will be added unto you. Don't worry about the other stuff. But you continue. Don't speak darkness. Don't speak death. Don't worry about it. Just be victorious in your life. And speak life.